This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Perkut Ches Mishnah Aleph. Perkut Zayin dealt with midos, with measuring, with different measurements. Here, the Mishnah also is in Hilchis measurements, but it's a different halacha. We'll go back to a musik that we introduced in Perkut Hezvov, which is called Kli Abob Mido. Since the Torah says that Kli Eitz or Etzem is only Mekabel Tumah if it's Dumi Desak, is a drush that we've gone back to many times, it has to be Dova Metalpul Mole Virekon. Kli Abob Mido means that it's not Metalpul. It means when it's full, it would be impossible to schlep. Chazal am Shire that the shear of that is the shear of 3 cubic amos, which is called the size of a person, which Chazal Mishar Lagabi Mikvah, 3 amos tall and 1 amos wide. Or you could do the other way. So, 3 square amos, which Lemaisa comes out to be a Kli HaMachzik Arboim So Belach Shehim Kurayim Biyovish. That's the share that we had back in Perek Tezvov. So Hashido, which is one of the kelim that's discussed in Perek Tezvov, because it's Mamish Oymid Lakach, it's a big closet. The way to measure this halacha, the etzem halacha is a davar muskan. The way to measure it, take a tape measure, and measure it inside. You have to measure it with the walls of the closet itself. The machlek is a very sensible machlek. Beishamai is talking about the kli bifnim, because that's the moedid of the teichin. The shear is brought down by Chazal. It's a shear in halacha l'moshe v'sinai. The Chazal are moedid in that measurement, and that measurement is the contents of the orin. Beisil says a very practical thing after tzirik. Beisil says l'maisa, we're talking over here about a dovo she'eni mitalpul machmas koivdoi. Machmas koivdoi, of course, the etzem closet goes into the measurement. By the way, we said before, take out a tape measure. Lemaisa, what's brought down b'divrei Chazal, the Mefarshim bring it over here, is to measure it in terms of how much content it has. In terms of how much content lach, you're going to have to fill up the inside of the shido. So according to Beishamai, that should be easy enough. According to Beishamai, how are you going to figure out what's arboim so b'midas o lach, koilel the walls of the closet themselves? You're going to have to put the closet in another closet and see how much spillage there is from there. That's some that they speak out, but it should be easy enough to do with a tape measure. Al koponim, that seems to be the makleikus, and l'chayr Beis Shammai can make a compelling point. If we're talking about weight of wood is never uniform. There are heavier types of wood, denser types of wood, and less dense types of wood. So l'chayr there would be a mokim to say that maybe you have to cheshbon with that. Of course you don't cheshbon with. Elamai, it's a midah. It's a midah. Halacha Moshe Messina. Kachu b'chol midas ha-Torah. And then memel. It's not kol the walls of the shidah. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Moidim elu vo'elu, the Mishnah says, she'en oivya raglayim vo'ivya lizbizim nimdud. Think about it. In a closet, the closet very often stands on legs. There are pieces of wood sticking out of the bottom. Lizbizin are the sides, the rims that stick out over. Picture a closet, like a big toy chest. There's edges of the wood that stick out. That's not bechalal the content. And it's not even bechalal the walls of where the content is. It's just a piece of wood that stick out. So that's bechalal. So that the Mishnah says that's posh, they're not. Rabbi Yossi Oimem, moidim, he means besil liz moidim. Sho'ivi horaglayim vo'ivi, lizbizin nimdad. Rabbi Yezzi says, no, that was the shear of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yezzi says that the Oivi Araglaim and Oivi Lizbzin are Ye Bechlal. That's Bechlal, the chest itself. However, there is a Hoido. Rabbi Yezzi had one also. Ubenehem, the ear space that's between the legs, that's not part of the closet itself. You're right, that when you fit the closet into a room, you have to cheshbon. If you're designing your room, you have to cheshbon also the legs of the closet. There's ear space, but that's not part of the closet. So that, Avada, Kuli Alma Moide Eninim Dedrum. Shimish Zuri Aymer. Nimhoyo Haraglaim Kvoyis Tefach. If the legs were off the ground, the Tefach was in an appreciable amount. Ein Benem Nimdad. Because that's already, that Avir of a Tefach is already a Mokum Koshu. We have other places where Peseach Tefach is called a defined Mokoim. You have other places where mokim is more than a tefach, but we'll just borrow the term from Maseches Oilus, primarily that Pesach Tefach is called ear space, which is significant. So Chazal is shayer over here that that type of ear space ain't benem nimdat, vim lav, if it's sitting close to the ground, even though it's on legs, those legs, the ear space also is benem nimdat. So he's more machmer. This is all in Shita Spesil, according to Beshamai. You're measuring the content of the closet. You're not measuring the closet itself. The word moidim in Rabbi Yossi is a little bit misleading. L'chair, what Rabbi Yossi is saying is only shaykh to Beitzil. You have to say moidim means that there's no machlokes Beishama Beitzil v'chiyah gavna. That's also called moidim. Even though Avada Beishama is not moided to this halacha. A few auras. The nusach that we used before to explain that according to Beishama, we're dealing with a shear. We're not dealing with the weight of the closet. Chaznish is the one who explains it this way, that shir kach nemru shiurim, it doesn't make a difference, the practical. The fact that we explain the shir in terms of practically, when it's any dover metaltul, doesn't take away from the fact that Chazal understood that this is a shir, and a shir is absolute. The problem is that the Rambam, we discussed this in Perek Tezvov, is that the Rambam in Kelim, Perek Gimel, has besides for clay, Kelim Abob Amido, which is a totally in size, there's a kli ha'osir lenachas. Kli ha'osir lenachas means something that you put in one place, like a closet, you don't move around. Not a big toy chest you move from place to place. It's something you put in the corner of the room, and it is there. It's kli ha'osir lenachas. The Rambam holds that halacha as well. So l'chayra, if the shear of our boim saw is the general shear mishkal that a person doesn't move a kli, then l'chayra zichri, you have to count the weight of the kli itself. That's what will determine that you generally don't move it from place to place. This needs a little bit more work, according to Rambam. Other Shanim, well, not that way. Klei Abob Amida, Klei Abob Anachas is an aspect of defining what the halacha of Klei Abob Amida is, but it's an absolute shir. That's one point. Another point that's worth mentioning over here, it's not Gishmaki Yidia, even though it's not totally in really in our Mishnah, is that there's a shayla. We're talking about a hafka on Torah's Kli when it's Klei Abob Amida. The shaila is, do you need that Torah's kli for Tumas Medris? It seems that it's machlok to shoinim in Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel, Tosfos Rashi, that a klei habob mido is mafkir from the regular shem Torah's kli, but Medris it could have. Why? Because it's made of kliates, and the same way Tumas Medris, the marshal, is a flat thing that's roid l'shchiva, doesn't have to have the regular criteria of klei kibul, pshute kliates, if it's miyuchad l'shchiva, is tamei tumas medris. So the same thing kliates, which is very heavy and it's in its place. If it was a bed frame, so then would have a shem kli, even though it doesn't have a klei kibul. So it's tamei tumas medris, even though it's not a dava metaltul. That's according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, it sounds not that way. The way the Rishonim explained Rashi is that pshute kliates is a bazunder chiddush. But besides for that, still needs the teres kli. Even Tumas Medris needs a regular teres kli and doesn't have a teres kli. It's a kli abob amida. Now to Mishnah Beis. Muchni shalo. This is the wheels that the closet is transported on top. Bizmanchi nishmetes. If it's something that you could pull off, it's not attached to the shido. Ena chibur lo. It's considered just something that helps you transport the shita. It's not part of the shita. And well, it's not a kabbal tumah with it. First of all, it's not mitzarif to the shir of a klei abob amido. Which means like this. One of the halachas in Tesanta halachas of a nozir, theoretically, if you'd want to put somebody in a beis hakvoris, that he shouldn't be a kabbal tumah, you could wrap him up in a shita. You could put him in a big shita. That's Max Yosem Aboim, so and wheel him into a Beis HaKvaros. And the reason why it would be Matzel is because even though Tumah is Oila from the ground, but if he's in a Kli, the Kli is Mafsik, as long as it has a Pesach Tefach, it's a Mokem Bifnei Atzmoy, because it's a Kli. Now a regular Kli is Mekabel Tumah, it's not Choytzit. But over here you're talking about a Kli, which is not Mekabel Tumah. So a Shida, which is not Mekabel Tumah, because it's Max Yosem Aboim, so will be matzel me'oyomes. It itself is not mekabel tumah. It's also mafsik u'mahil, that the person is not exposed to the tumah. That being said, the Mukhni, like we just said, is since it's Yochel HaSira, it's Nishmetes, it's not part of the Shida, it's Mekabel Tum B'fnei Atzmi. If it's Mekabel Tum B'fnei Atzmi, because it does have a Shem Kli, so then it's not a Dove HaChoitz, it's Nei Atum, because it's a regular Kli, a Mekabel Tum. That's what it means over here, that Einem Atzelus. Ve'en Goyri Noise B'Shabbos B'Zman Shiyesh B'Soycha Mois. It's a completely different halacha. This is what we call a Bosis L'Dover HaAsur. If money is on the Mukhni, since it's considered a Kli B'fnei Atzma, the Kli B'fnei Atzma becomes a Bosis L'Dover HaAsur. If you put money on a small night table, you then can't move the night table around. If by Ben Hashmoshes, the beginning of Shabbos, it's Tofel to the money that's on it, it becomes bottle to the money, it itself becomes Mukhza. A small table that you have a Leichter on, that type of halacha, that's where it's Nagya Halacha L'maisa. Tools, V'chadoyme. So the same thing is true. If you had money on a Mukhni, the Mukhni itself becomes Mashenken, if you couldn't take it off, and the Mukhni would be part of the Shida, so then you didn't put money on the Shida, so then the fact that it's on the Mukhni doesn't turn it into a Basis L'davar also. V'meino nishmetes, chibur lo, it's considered part of the Shida, and it's not Mekabel Tumah. V'nimdedes imo, it's mitstarif to the Shida l'shiyar bo'im so. Now, the wheels are not the content of the closet. So we're going lefi the shita of Rabbi Yossi before. According to the Tanagama, that the raglayim of the shita are not bechlal the shir, so rather the wheels that make it transportable are not bechlal either. Umatzela sima boyolameis, it's part of the closet, the mill, it's not mekabel tumah. The goyin oisi b'shabbos, avapi shiyesh b'sechamois, even though the wheels have money on them, they are not a basis l'davar asur because the Mukhni is part of the Shida and the Shida itself is not a basis l'davar asur. The Mishnah continues, HaKamroin Shalo. Kamroin, it seems from the Mefarshim, is some type of covering that they made on top of the wagon. Picture if you had an open baby carriage, so you have a covering. This was some type of oval, like a rounded cover. I guess that things, you wanted to have the shida outside in the corner of your yard, things inside wouldn't get wet. So the kamroin, its halacha is as follows. Bizman shu kavua chibolo, if it's kavua in the shida and it's part of it and it doesn't come on and off, it's part of the cleave. Vinimdir imo, and it's part of the shida legabe, measuring that boim so. Vim eno kavua, if it comes on and off, eno chibolo, eno nimdir imo, which is really the same thing as we said before. Ketzad moidid din oisoi. How do you measure the ear space of the shita when the kamroin is not mechase kula? That's what the Mefarshim explained. That means what happens if it's part of it? It's nimder imo, but it's not as simple as just measuring the whole thing. Rosh tor, the word tor over here is interesting. We have it more in Seder Zeroyim. The word tor literally means something that had a shape of a triangle, which is a tax shalisha, pasuk in Shir Shirim. Teirei zov nasalachim nekudas hakosef. So teirei zov means it had a triangle shape. Because of that, triangles are referred to very often b'lashon Chazal tor. And anything that's on an angle, like the angle of a triangle, which is not like a box, which goes on a right angle, is called a rosh tor. You have it in klayim, you have it in sukkah. So in order to measure the ear space of the shita, you have to make a line on an angle from the top of the kamroin, this cover, until the top of the closet itself. And anything that's under that line is considered from the avir hashida. Rabbi Yehuda adds another kvench. He says Rabbi Yehuda means the Tanakama doesn't hold that way, even though the Tanakama of the first part of the mission didn't address this. This means, the way the Rav explains it, that the Shida needs the Kamroin to steady it, otherwise it's gonna fall over. The Kamroin is what gives it a steadiness, so you can't look at that as a Kli. It's Tahoira, even though we're talking about a Shida that's not Machzak Zaboim, so it should have a Teres Kli, but since it could fall over, it's not considered having a proper clay Kibul, and then it's like Pshute Kli Eitz, it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's a Chiddush, even though the design of the Shida is as having a clay kibul, but since it can't independently function as a clay kibul because it's going to fall over,
So Mela doesn't have a shame of a clay kibul. Before Shem Ed, which L'chor Dov Poshut, Vesuel and others, comes from the Rash, that we're talking over here about the Kamroin, which comes on and off. If it was part of the Shida, it's permanently part of the Shida, so okay, that's Maimed the Shida. We're talking about a Kamroin, which the closet itself is very flimsy. You take a Kamroin, when you want to use it, you take a Kamroin from someplace else, that type of piece of wood, and you steady the Shida with it, that defines it as just having a temporary clay kibble, not really a clay kibble. That's not a kabbal tumor. Kaneir the tanakam is chaylik on that. And we'll just point out a few points. Muchni is a term that you have a lot in Hilchas Muktzah. You see already how it comes in Lagavi Bosses. The taitcha muchni we said when we read the Mishnah means wheels on which the thing is transportable. This is what Rashi says in Shabbos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Lamaisa the Ravid and Hasogis in Perikim with Hilchas Kelim says, then you have a basic problem. If it's on wheels, then it's also the taltal. Our whole definition of the Shida, Yoyis me'abayim zoh, Bogaz me'abayim zoh, it's any also the taltal. Why not? It's on wheels. So what you're going to have to say is that the shear is a shear, and it doesn't make a difference now that practically it's also the taltal. The kli itself is something that kishalatzim is any also the taltal. We pointed out in Mishnah Aleph that the Rambam holds kli also the taltal is a definition by itself. Lamaisa, when you look at the Rambam, it also has the term muchni in Lagabi Kochum, in Beis HaMikdosh. In Peg Beis, in Beis HaBechira, muchni doesn't mean, the word muchni posh doesn't mean wheels. It means there's something around the kior in the chotz of the Beis HaMikdosh also had a muchni. And over there, it doesn't mean wheels, it means a base. So, Memela, according to that, you won't have this aura. Mishnah's Taharis also brings ideas over here, Legabi the Sugya Mukta that comes in over here, Derech Agav. There's a few auras to point out. One aura is that it sounds like the difference between Nishmetes and Enin Nishmetes, in the Resh and the Sefer, is if the Mukhni is a permanent part of the Shida, so then the money doesn't turn, the Mois does not turn the Mukhni into a Basel Dover Osor. It's only if it's not permanent, so we look at the Mukhni as a Kli B'fnei, and then it becomes a Basel Dover also. The Shaila is that Vinishvi, the Mukhni, is there to service as a base, as wheels, to hold up the Kli itself. So let's say the Mois is on it. Let it be that the Mukhni is a Basis L'Dover also, the Mois, and a Basis L'Dover Heter as well, the Shido. And when something is a basel sadover also, vidover hamutu, then it does become a basel sadover also, as long as it's equal chashivas, which is the same halacha as if somebody wants to make that a table that has a leichter on it shouldn't become muktzah. So what you do is you put something else valuable on the table. Some have the meaning to put chalas on the table when you tzind lich. This way it doesn't become a basel sadover also, because tzarche Shabbos, or a woman could put her diamond ring on. This way it doesn't become ben hashmoshes, a basel sadover also. So why wouldn't that be true over here? So Lamaisa, there's a Rashba in Perek Neutel, which is where the sugis of Tiltel Menatzad, if something's not a boss, is being dumping it off. And you'll have to say that the Mois is a Dabar Chosh, if the boss is not so clear. Lamaisa, there's a Mogan Avram, a Sim Shin Yud Narechai, which is where these halachas are, that says that Enechanami, Legabi the Mukhni itself, is not enough Kamina. You're going to have to learn over here that the Mukhni itself becomes Muktzah V'Nishvi, the Nafkamin is only Gabi the Shida. If it's not clear. Okay, that's just a few horrors that are Zaitik.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.